Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Thank you. You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the cartoon show.
It was just another laundry day for Mrs. Ethel Fazenblatt. Her washing machine had just completed its final spin cycle. She thought it was time for another load. Somehow, though, her first load wasn't there. She knew she'd put it in, and she knew she hadn't taken it out. And that's when it happened. Who or what was down there in the lint trap, munching on Mrs. Fazenblatt's dress shields? The answer could only be another of Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. It all began quite innocently in this quaintest of homes in a typical suburban neighborhood. Once a week, John Arbuckle would do the laundry. One day, he noticed something odd. Suddenly, he saw it.
Garfield, why is my washing machine full of vegetable beef soup?
Shh! I have a cheese souffle in the dryer. For the next 3 weeks, John Arbuckle kept finding barley in his pocket. He finally decided it was time to get a new washer.
Here's an ad for a used washing machine. We'll sell for practically anything.
How about $50 for it? $25?
Why are you so eager to get rid of it?
Eager? I'm not eager. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's not like there's a monster from another planet living in it or something.
Well, I want to pay you a fair price for it.
Here, just take it.
That first day, John did the wash the way he'd always done it. He put in 9 shirts, 3 pairs of pants, and 10 pairs of socks. An hour later, he came back and found 6 shirts, 2 pair of pants, and 7 pair of socks. The following week, John did his laundry again. This time, he put in the 6 shirts, 2 pairs of pants, and 7 pairs of socks. When his laundry was done, he came back and found 3 shirts, 1 pair of pants, and 3 pair of socks, none of which matched. The following week, he put it all in and got back 1 shirt, no pairs of pants, and 1 red sock and 1 blue sock. The following week, he washed everything in his closet and he got back no shirt, no pants, no socks, and 1 girdle. He couldn't understand it.
Gee, it's almost like the washer is eating my laundry. But of course, that's ridiculous.
And it was then that he heard it.
More socks!
Or thought he heard it. That night, everything was quiet in the house. Not a creature was stirring, except whatever it was. John was down to his last pair of jammies as he settled in for the night. Whatever it was, I didn't do it, I didn't eat it, I don't know anything about it.
Garfield, my sheets, and that thing, and the blanket, and it was there, and my pajamas.
We're having John closed captioned next week. Meanwhile, the loyal but hollow-domed dog had picked up the scent of something.
It's down there.
Arbuckle was scared to go down there, and who could blame him besides me, I mean. What do you do? Finally, the brave, heroic cat decided he had to take decisive action.
own coyote.
I'm through being Mr. Nice Cat. You're going down to the cellar whether you like it or not. Okay, finally the courageous cat reached the bottom of the stairs. And that was when he saw it. Whatever it was.
You want a cuff? Tasty.
You eat clothing?
Sure. Shirt, socks, jackets. I really like jackets. I used to eat a lot of sweaters, but you know how fattening they can be. Now, pants. I really like pants. Except corduroys. They get caught in my teeth.
The creature explained that he lived in a washing machine feeding on laundry. Now he had happened upon where John stored his old clothes, and he was feasting until he found John's old plaid leisure suit and took a bite.
That's awful. Try to poison me, will you? I like natural foods, cotton and wool. None of this processed polyester stuff. I shall have to find someplace else to dine.
And with that, he was gone. At first, they all wondered if perhaps they dreamed it all. But the next day, it was on the news. An epidemic of clothing disappearing. No one knew what was causing it. No one but the photogenic cat and his so-called master, who was now wearing the only thread of clothing the creature had left behind. But when they told the mayor what they knew, she didn't believe a word of it.
A monster who lives in a washing machine and eats clothes? Ridiculous! Ms. Off-Camera, send in the special clothing theft task force, please. I've appointed this city's finest officers to apprehend the clothing thief, and I am confident they'll solve this.
The special task force reporting for duty, sir, or ma'am.
Tell me about that monster in the washing machine again.
It was then that the cunning cat revealed his brilliant plan. She gave orders for every man in town to be dressed the same way.
That's right. I said plaid leisure suits. Everyone!
The mayor's order was carried out, and within 3 hours, the creature from the washing machine was starving.
Food! Oh, there's nothing in this town for me to eat. No.
Some people reported seeing a flying saucer leaving. Whatever his means of departure, the fact is, the washing machine creature was never seen again. John got a new wardrobe, and the brave cat got a reward for saving the day.
Here's your dinner, Garfield.
Highly comedic. The end of our story? Perhaps. But if you should ever find two socks in your laundry that don't match, well, it could be just a silly mistake, but it could also be one of... Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. Boy, I love what they do with that echo thing there. As a joke, I've tied John's shoelaces together. And as an extra special bonus joke, I attached the rope to your shoelaces. The other end of the rope is attached to an airliner on its way to Italy. Bring back pizza!
Like, I found this recipe, and I wasn't sure if it said cook at 300 degrees for 30 minutes or 30 degrees for, like, 300 minutes. Oh, and then I found this can with no label on it, and I was gonna make whatever was in it for dinner, but it turned out to be, like, tennis balls, man.
Bo, any chance of getting food tonight?
Or before Thanksgiving? I am perishing for want of food. I am wasting away to nothingness.
Hey, great art takes time, man.
Bo is the slowest cook in the world.
Okay, that's it. Roosters had enough. Bo, what are you making for us that's taking so long?
Spaghetti, man. First strand's almost done.
You're making it one strand at a time.
Hey, well, like, I want it to come out right, man. Next, maybe I'll make a meatball.
You can all stay.
be here and starve, but I'm gonna do something about this.
Here, Wado. You get the first strand.
Do we have any Parmesan cheese?
Parmesan cheese? I'll go see if I have a recipe for it, man.
What do you think Roy's up to?
Usually I'd be worried, but right now I'm too hungry to worry. How was the strand?
Al dente. Could I have seconds, please?
I'm starting on the garlic toast.
Fine. We'll be back in a week or so for it. I am so hungry.
A crumb. A crumb. My kingdom for a crumb.
Look! Now open for business, Roy's Rapid Restaurant for the fastest food on two legs.
Roy's built a fast food place.
Food. I remember food. I've actually eaten food.
What are we waiting for?
One at a time, please. I only have one stool.
There's only one fair way to do this.
Absolutely.
I'll go first.
No, I'll go first. Each of you has to pick a number between 1 and 10.
6.
3.
Number was 9. I go first. Sorry to do that, guys, but you're looking at a desperate pig.
Welcome to Roy's Rapid Restaurant, where you get high-velocity food at a low, low price. What'll you have?
Can I have a menu?
Menus take too long. What'll you have?
Well, I'll have some.
Sorry, I'm out of it.
Well, how about a couple
That was yesterday's special.
Then I think I'll
Maybe next week. Sorry.
Give me a menu.
Okay, here's a menu. Hurry.
This menu is in shorthand. Let me have a bowl of soup. Ah, nice hot soup.
Soup's over. Time for salad. Here's your salad. Salad's over. Next course. Corn on the cob.
This corn is still frozen.
Cooking takes time. You want some dessert?
Yes.
We don't have time for dessert. Here's your check. I'll keep the change. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed your meal. Come again.
How was dinner, Orson? What'd you have?
Yeah, I don't remember what I had. I don't think I got any food.
Well, it's my turn now, and I am famished. One side. Wade, you sound so brave. Hunger makes a duck do strange things, Booker. All right, it's supper time.
Well, how was it?
How was what?
Your meal.
I didn't have it yet.
You didn't like it?
I didn't eat it.
You don't like my cooking?
I love your cooking.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I love your cooking.
Good, here's your check.
Geez, such small portions.
Oh, what a racket.
This place could be very good for a person's diet.
It's my turn. Watch this. I'll get some food. I didn't get any food.
That's it. We paid for food and we're entitled to it.
Roy,
get us some food.
Please.
Hey, it's getting away.
Ha, moving to a new location.
Come on,
where did he go?
There he is.
I'm hungry, but Bo's such a slow cook. I wish we had a restaurant around here. Boy, that's service. Let's go.
It's gone.
Well, you know how the economy is these days. Businesses just come and go.
Did you guys see a fast food restaurant around here?
Yeah, I think it went that way.
Oh, thank you kindly.
Is that what they mean by fast food?
Guess so.
There it is.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm lucky that haystack was there.
We caught you, Roy.
Right, and now you're going to feed us. We paid you already.
Oh, just try it. Nobody can eat fast enough to get a crumb in Roy's Rapid Restaurant.
He's right.
What are we going to do?
I have an idea. This calls for a cameo guest star. What's the area code for the other half of the show?
They'll never get any food out of this restaurant. No one can eat fast enough to... Oh, no. That's his theme music. Oh, no! It's him! I'm doomed!
Hey,
Let's see how he's doing. Well, I think Roy will be out of the restaurant business in about 50,000 calories.
Gee, gosh. It seems cruel and unusual.
And we still didn't get any food.
Don't worry. I thought of a solution to that problem. We'll all chip in and get Bo a microwave.
Hey, what a great idea. Microwaves cook food in seconds. Plus, they are neat.
Terrific thought, Orson.
First course is ready, man.
What are we having, Bo?
Peas. Let me know if this is too well done, man, and I'll, start on another pronto.
Well, it could be worse.
He could be making rice.
Afternoon, Mr.
It's you, Mr. Arbuckle. Sorry. I thought it was your kick. Well, you know. Here's your mail.
Thank you, Mr. Post. And some electric component. This bill from the credit card company is ridiculous. How could I spend $300 on uncooked spaghetti?
Wait till you get the bill for the meat sauce.
There's only one thing to do.
You're gonna give me a haircut?
I'm cutting up my credit cards. From now on, I pay cash for everything I buy. And if I don't have the cash, I don't buy it.
Gosh, seems kind of un-American.
I'll throw the pieces away and... What happened to my wastebasket?
I don't know. It was fine last night when I did my 3-hour impression of Ricky Ricardo. Babaloo, babaloo.
Well, this is a good time to start my all-cash policy. Let's go buy a new wastebasket. Come on, guys. Guys, I'll wait. We'll go to that new mall. Here we are, entrance to mall. Level 8 full, use level 9. This section, theater parking only. There doesn't seem to be a space on this level. I'll try one up.
Wake me when you find a space or we stop for gas, whichever occurs first.
This is my space. I made it.
Please remember, you are in aisle K, level 17, blue section.
Aisle K, level 17, blue.
Better write it down.
I know, you think I should write it down, but when I get a fact in my head, you know what happens to it?
It dies of loneliness. Wave goodbye to the car, Odie. We'll never see it again as long as we live.
Aisle K, level 17, blue.
CJ says she's 19, but when she wears green...
Aisle K, level 17, blue.
She's been saying she's 19 for 12 years. She's too yellow to level with you.
Aisle K, level 17, blue.
I'm going to tell her ASAP that if she doesn't quit the PTA, I'm going to see red.
I'll be looking for the car for a while, I guess. But right now, I'm going to find a new black wastebasket.
Come on, Odie. Let's go find something edible.
Wastebasket World. This looks like it.
Step up, folks. Try a free sample of Murray's Microwave Macaroni. Yes, sir. Here's your free sample. Hey, bring that back.
You said they were free. Come on, Odie. I'm not letting free food get away that easily.
One Starfire Black Deluxe model. That will be $9.47.
Here you go.
What is that?
That's cash.
Oh, very funny, sir. Now, could I please have your credit card?
I don't have a credit card. I cut all mine up.
You did what to them?
I cut them up. Now, would you please take this money and let me have my change?
Just one moment, sir. This is highly unusual. He wants to pay with cash. No, I never heard of such a thing either. All right, I'll stall him while you call the police. Just one moment, sir. Hurry, he may be dangerous.
Free samples of Murray's Microwave Macaroni! One to a customer.
You're wondering what happens if the line breaks? Don't worry, I can figure out some other way to get the macaroni.
Free samples, step right up! Free sample, ma'am, certainly!
Cat, give me back that fishing outfit!
What are you doing here, dog?
He's a little small. You think I should throw him back? Okay, I'm through kidding around. Time for the heavy artillery.
Now, let's go through this one more time, Arbuckle. Where are your credit cards?
I told you. I cut them up.
Come on, fella. You can do better than that.
I'm telling you, I don't have any credit cards. I just wanted a wastebasket. That's all. Just a wastebasket.
This just came back from the lab, Chief. They ran every test on it. What'd they find out? No doubt about it, they say. It's money. Money, huh? The green stuff. Moolah. Cabbage. Mazuma. Simoleons. Long green. You bet. Okay, Arbuckle, you can go.
Can I have my wastebasket?
Here. But I'm keeping my eye on you, fella, so watch it.
You just skate down and grab some macaroni. They're not dangerous. You just get on it like this and push yourself forward like this. See? Simple. Help. Going down. Somebody. Anybody. This was not a good idea. Beep, beep. One side, hot dog and cat coming through. Help!
Free samples, macaroni!
A lousy last meal. All I need now is for John to come up and yell, Garfield!
Garfield?
That was all I needed.
Whatever he did, I'll pay for it. Here.
What is that?
That's it! I give up. Where do I get a credit card? Give me applications for every credit card in the place. You guys might as well walk home. Here, take all my cash. I'll never use it again.
Come on, Odie. We'll stop off and pick up a pizza or nine for dinner. Don't worry. John will be home soon. How could he forget that the car is in aisle K, level 17, blue section?
Maybe it was aisle J, level 19, green section? Or was it aisle A, level 13, orange section? No, it was aisle H, level 14, plaid section. No, aisle G, level... Is this the right parking garage? Who came?